Ariat. We have the largest selection of Ariat in the Carolinas. Need comfortable work boots? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Want to show out at the rodeo? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Looking to wow on date night? Yep, Ariat. Work staples, Western favorites, and casual style to wow any crowd. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or online at harrisonsusa.com.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of Bounds.
The center fielder at the wall.
It's out of here. It's out of here.
Got the distance. Does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Wednesday, September 24th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead, live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. 654-ROAR is the number. 654-7627 on the phones, on the Adams Go Roofing text line. You can get in throughout the show today. I'm very excited to talk. We've talked a lot of Clemson the last 2 days. And if you got thoughts on Clemson, I'm not turning you down. But there were a lot of other things that happened this weekend that we just have not even touched. And there are some questions I still have. In fact, I think one of the themes of today's show, if it goes a certain way, could be there are questions that I feel no one is asking that we probably should after a month. I have a few of those in my brain. Ben Milstead, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Let me rephrase. I'm fine.
Fine.
Still fine.
Fine.
Fine in 1971. Still fine.
We got a text array today that says, breaking, South Carolina joining the Big 12. And I thought, well, this is a joke. It's not a joke. They are joining the Big 12 in beach volleyball.
How about it?
Realignment, Ben. It comes for us all.
Beach volleyball.
Time out. No.
Interesting.
Listen, I got to admit, these are questions I'm asking with absolutely no knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to have beach volleyball in Big 12 country? What beaches are they playing on? How are you doing that? What? No, you know what? I'm not even going to say how, because a sandbox is a sandbox. Why are you doing that?
It really should be renamed sand volleyball, right?
Yes. Yes.
My final 2 years in college, we had a sand volleyball court at our house that we put in ourselves. It was awesome. I couldn't eat for a month because we were all having sand brought in, but I love that.
Brett McMurphy tweeted this. 52 minutes ago, I missed this. The Big 12 added South Carolina, Boise State, and Florida State in beach volleyball.
So Florida State's a partial member of the Big 12?
Yes.
South Carolina's a partial member of the Big 12?
Yes.
Notre Dame's a partial member of the ACC? I don't want to hear any more about that! Is Notre Dame not? See, are they part of the Big Ten in hockey?
I would
imagine so.
I think so, or whatever conference is up there. I don't know if is the big. I guess the Big Ten, because most of the Big Ten does have hockey. I would think so.
They are Big Ten. Big Ten.
What?
Does Boise State have blue sand? Oh, that's well done.
Oh, that is funny now. I don't even see, like, beach volleyball standings.
Oh, yeah. Partial member of Conference USA for soccer. For men's
soccer.
Forgot about that.
That's right. It's so weird that the SEC doesn't sponsor men's soccer. Isn't that weird?
A little odd.
God.
There's only one football around here, boy.
That's right, boy. Let me tell you. So anyway, I got lots of questions about that. Can I tell you, I've been so interested to get the perspective of people I know and care about Clemson football. Do you know there, I have gotten questions from some of the,
I really haven't.
Some of the most unlikely sources. That's how you know that things are bad, when the people that never ask you about football at all, that are like, so how's the season going this year? Are like, boy, it must be rough. How you holding up? You know, I've said, like, when Dabo talked about last week about, like, people texting devotionals, when people start texting that they're praying for me on the postgame show, that I for sure did not watch the game. For sure have no idea except for maybe they're on Twitter. That's how you know things are rough. It has allowed me, if there's one thing I can take, it has allowed me to reconnect with some people that I generally don't connect with during football season.
It took this tragedy for you to call me.
It really did. It really did. Oh, man, that's amazing. That's amazing. Hey, can I?
Sweeney sort of alluded to that, too, talking about he didn't name drop, but said, like, there was on the coach's show, I believe it was a coach's show, talking about someone very prominent reached out to him. We all need to know who that is, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Larry Williams, Will Vandervoort, get on it. What are y'all doing over there? How come we don't know who this is yet?
Is it bad that I started, like, I spent about 30 seconds making a mental list?
Yes.
Very prominent person. But he didn't say coach.
One of the most prominent people in the U.S., what would that call sound like to Coach Sweeney?
Coach, it's the president, your favorite president, the greatest president that we've ever seen. I know you're having a hard time, and trust me, we're all having some hard times, aren't we? It's a very hard time, and, you know, my poll numbers have never been greater, higher, terrific, but still... Hard times. My escalator stopped yesterday. It was a very difficult thing. I'm sure you can relate to that. Losing to Syracuse is like when your escalator stops at the UN. But I just wanted to call him.
Something like that, yeah.
Just tell you that we're thinking about you, Melania. And me, we're thinking about you. We know, we understand the burdens that you have. That's what it would sound like. Is it bad that I went there?
No.
And then...
that's what... You knew what I was looking for.
Oh, yeah. Is it bad that I also thought... I was like, am I going to have to do a Henry McMaster on the show? Because I did think, like, well, I'll be the governor. Could have been the governor. The great governor! Could have been him. Could have been, like... I don't know. Could have been
a lot of texts are saying Nick Saban. Could have been Nick Saban.
Could have been Saban.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know I was hard on you. Yeah. He was kind of hard on Dabo.
I did see something about Spurrier.
Oh, yeah, prominent.
Yeah, that Spurrier was backing him. I saw it read, you know, it was probably clickbait, but that was in the headline, so it must be true. That Spurrier had talked to, had reached out to Dabo or something like that. I don't know.
Well, last time I went 1-3, I quit. So, glad you're showing up to work still. we can speculate. People are speculating wildly. People are speculating wildly about this.
Obviously, it was Jesus. That's
obviously.
I bet they have spoken.
I bet they have. I bet they've been having extensive conversations.
Fine bomb. I got a fine bomb clip for you in a little while.
Was it Jimbo? Texter asked about Jimbo. Multiple Jimbos now.
Jimbo has been pretty direct about what he thinks Coach Sweeney needs to do moving forward. So,
pay your players. That's what it is. Could have been who is this?
Buccaneer Mike said it could have been Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley could have been.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Board of Trustees met last week. Could have been. She's been involved. Some of these are funny. I don't know.
What are we talking about? We opened the show a few moments ago talking about who it is that Dabo Swinney was referring to. This, he said to someone very prominent, reached out to him, and that's how he knew things were bad, because he's hearing from people, you know, like that.
And he said, you know what? The clue is that the person reached out to him and said, now you're going to find out who your friends are. That's what Dabo said.
That's what he said, and we don't know the context of that, but I disagree with that. I disagree with that very, very strongly. Criticizing someone does not mean you're not their friend. At least I hope not. I get criticized every day by people that love me.
Many of y'all that we like, and you appear to like us, send us very hurtful things. It did seem like somebody out of coaching. Like, people are talking about coach, but didn't you? I don't know if he said that it was a prominent person outside of coaching, but he did make it sound like it was somebody out of. And I did think politician or pastor. Those are the two. I was like, that's a politician or pastor right there. That's kind of what I thought it might be. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. I mean, it could have been like John Gordon or somebody. Like, it could have been somebody in that realm too. I don't know. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to join us on the phones or on the Adams Curving text line. Yeah, the Braves are on, and you know what? They haven't scored yet.
Well, the Braves are on. It's top of the first. The Braves do not score until their opponent scores. So we need Washington to score a run or two in the first three or four innings. That is the recipe for winning. If you're Atlanta, you get down by a run, and then you go crazy.
I said some really mean and hurtful. Oh, here we go. Oh, double off the wall. I thought it was going to be a home run. I was going to be like, all right, the Braves are off to the races now. I had some very hurtful things to say to John Hight on my way in here. Did you see what the Pirates did last night? In one of the most grievous acts of evil that we have seen in the world. It's a felony in 55 states, okay, what the Pirates did last night. The Pirates, for no reason whatsoever, decided to play good baseball. Hey, know your role, Pirates. Kick the ball around. Walk the bases loaded. Swing and miss with a runner in scoring position. Why don't you?
And your Reds did not decide to play good baseball. And you know who did play good baseball in the back half of the game? The Mets.
The Mets.
So that really hurt your Reds yesterday.
Down 5-1, they came back. Showed a little soul.
Speaking of coming back, and I will mention this now because we probably won't circle back to baseball much. Getting Diaz back now is such a freaking cheat code.
Yep.
He was dominant last night. A 6-out save. I believe he struck out 5 of the 6. Either 4 or 5 of the 6 that he faced. and absolutely filthy. So I would tell teams who get to play beyond this weekend, because my Braves will not be, if you're going to get to the Mets, assuming that they are playing, you better get to them early, because you're not getting anything in the eighth or ninth. You're just not.
Edwin Diaz has given up one earned run in the month of September. One earned run. That's it. He's had like eight appearances, something like that. They hadn't been ahead in many games.
No, exactly. Well, that's the thing. They haven't been ahead, so he hadn't been on the mound much. But, gosh, he is such a cheat code.
Oh, yeah. Freaking unbelievable. I will also say that the Diamondbacks walked off the Dodgers. You know what's funny is that I know we haven't talked a lot of baseball because football starts and then the Braves are sort of out of it. And the Braves are still they're still out of it, but they have won 10 in a row and they should beat the Nationals today. Like every single playoff spot all of a sudden came up for grabs. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. At the beginning of last week, it looked like all but maybe one playoff spot was pretty well sewn up. And right now, five of the six teams we know in the National League, but that sixth team between the Mets and the Diamondbacks and the Reds, that is going to be a sprint to the finish. In the American League, on the wild card side, the Tigers have lost seven in a row. Have you seen this? The Guardians on September the 1st were 10.5 games back, and they are now tied with the Tigers?
They're tied now?
Tied. Yeah. They've made 10.5 games in 23 days.
One quick sort of correction on the DSF. I was thinking he had been out for a while. Has he not? I guess not.
I don't know.
Maybe it just because they weren't because there weren't save opportunities. I thought he had been like on the 15-day DL. I must be thinking of somebody else.
We'll see. I'm not sure.
He pitched last night like he was fresh.
Well, yeah. He hadn't had a lot of two-out saves. He did pitch like he was fresh last night. So you've got that American League Central that's like way up for grabs. You got the Red Sox who have been in a really good spot, who are now a game up. On the Tigers, you have the Astros who are now out. They've lost four in a row. The Mariners clinched a playoff spot last night. I believe they clinched the division last night, or at least their magic number is one or something like that. It has been wild out here in these streets. Wild. The Yankees are within a game of the Blue Jays now. Just all kinds of things just going absolutely haywire down the stretch of Major League Baseball season, and it's fun. If your team's in it or not, it is fun. All right, let's take a break, and we come back. We've got callers on hold. We'll get to you, talking lots of college football in hour one. By the way, before we go to break, Eric Back is going to join us at 105.
If you are on hold right now, I'm trying to talk to you. Just I can hear your speakerphone. Just I'm going to try again here in 30 seconds.
Stay with us. Eric Baggage is going to join us at 105 to talk fall baseball and some stuff for the spring. That's exciting. Hour one continues after this.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Homeowners, listen up. Is your lawn struggling right now? Your friends at topdressing.com have a solution for you. They will aerate, overseed, and they can top dress your fescue lawn. You see this on the golf course all the time, and topdressing.com will do this for you. Book a free quote online at topdressing.com or call 888-850-1850. Tell them you heard about it on The Roar and ask your topdressing.com for their special online at topdressing.com. Call 888-850-1850 as topdressing.com.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drop Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, Saturday's coming fast, and we've got the talk to get you ready. This is College Football Talk on The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, hour one continues out of bounds. Blockhaven.com, BLOCHaven.com. If you go to their website, here's what you're going to find, folks. all sorts of ways that you can explore and experience the difference at Blockhaven. It is a, yeah, it's a climbing wall. Yeah, it's a bouldering facility with 200 plus maps that are changing all the time. But the pictures of people doing this, it's just unbelievable. They have lots and lots and lots of ways to get involved. They have day passes. They have memberships. You can get involved in their youth program. They have youth climbing programs that are designed to create a positive experience in a supportive environment for young people. They meet a couple times a week, and you can get involved in that with your young people. They have certified coaches on staff that can do that. Again, they have membership opportunities, and they have lots and lots and lots of ways that you can enjoy it. Like, for example, you can go to the Block Cafe where you can work in there. You can keep an eye on your kids when they're participating. You can take a break while you're doing bouldering. They use bouldering as part of the workout. This is a great place, bottom line. Blockhaven.com. Mention the Roar. You save on your first day pass. That's BLOCHaven.com. Let's go to the phones now. Red joins us here in this hour. What's up, Red?
Hey, Clark, hey, Ben. How you doing?
Doing great, man. So, thanks for getting in.
But I got a funny one for you. So,
Sunday,
we were out feeding, and Coach Grisham and two of the receivers were out feeding with us, Coach Grisham's family. So we're standing in a circle, and they're asking me questions about what's going on, and they're wearing their Clemson gear, and nobody knows who they are out there. So one of the homeless guys just bust up in the circle, saw him wearing the Clemson gear, and he looks at him. He said, "Hey, man, y'all suck. Y'all ain't never going to win a game this year."
Oh, no.
He's just talking trash. And Coach Christian said, "Well, who do you pull for?" And he said, "The Bulldogs," like that. And so I finally got his attention, and I told him, I said, "Lee, this is Coach Grisham from Clemson University, and these are two of his receivers." And his face just dropped. And without hesitation, he looked at Coach Grisham. He said, "But I will tell you, Clemson is my second favorite team."
Oh, man. A lot of bubbles bursting in that conversation. That's terrible. Oh, man.
But Coach Grisham, you know, he's a great guy. He just handled it perfectly. The receivers handled it perfectly. It gave Lee a big hug, and Coach Grisham took his Clemson hat off and gave it to him. And
oh, man.
It just worked out perfect. It was so awesome. But I thought that was funny, and I just wanted to tell you the story.
Man, that's great stuff, Red. I appreciate you sharing. Thanks for the phone call.
All right. Yep. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, you too. You know, a little bit of levity there. A little bit of levity. Those are really awkward conversations.
Those are, yeah.
Those are bad. When the person doesn't know who they're talking to or about, but mm-hmm. you do, and the person on the other end is very gracious. I hate being in the middle of those. I really do.
My son bought a car Friday, and so I was with him, and we're talking to the salesman, just like killing time. We're waiting on somebody anyway. He was asking him what other cars my son had looked at, and he's telling him, and he's like, "Oh man, I'm glad you didn't go with," and he mentioned a model or a make rather. It's like, "Glad you didn't go with that. They're bad. They're nothing but trouble." And I said, "We currently have two." And it was one of such, and I didn't say anything else. And I just watched him backtrack. And I mean, but it was the color drained out of his face. And I waited about 3 seconds. It felt like 30. I was like, "Yeah, if you're going to buy those, you better learn how to work on them yourself, or you're going to go broke."
Oh.
So I let him off the hook.
That's just funny. Watch the like your brain breaks.
Yeah, and he did the same thing. "Oh yeah, but you know the such and such model. Oh, those are really good. I like those."
Come on, man.
You just told me they stunk.
Were you lying then or lying now, Bucko? Let's go to Michael in North Augusta, who's up with us next. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing today? I just want to say I believe in Dabo. I still believe in the process, and I believe after this off week they're having, the offense and defense will get totally reset, and we won't lose another game.
You know, I hope you're right. It'd be good for business, Michael. I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad there's some that feel that way. I do not necessarily Clemson. Am I wrong to feel this way, Ben? There are some teams that I feel we have put a lot of stock into the evidence that we've seen to the point that we're no longer asking questions that haven't been answered. That's a long point of argumentation. Can I give you my reference point for this?
Yes.
Okay. Florida State. Mm-hmm. Florida State, Virginia is in our contest. Okay, this week. Florida State is a 6.5-point favorite on the road on a Friday, which is a death sentence. Favorites on the road against other quality teams, somewhat quality teams. I'm gonna give you a narrative, and you tell me if this narrative is possibly true or not possibly true. Okay. Now again, I am not drawing conclusions necessarily, but I'm just saying I feel like there are some teams that we have stopped asking questions about too early. I think Florida State is one. Florida State has played three games. The first game, they had new coaches and new players and two new schemes against a team missing their only running back, one of their two starting defensive tackles, and a prominent offensive guard. The other two games that Florida State played were against teams that were overmatched. Their offensive coordinator is known to score as many points and get as many yards as possible on those teams every year. Every year that he's been a coach. Look at the margins for Gus Malzahn against the Sisters of the Poor. Ben, if that is true, if the first game for Florida State is more about Alabama than Florida State, and the next two games are more about what Gus Malzahn does to those teams than they are about Florida State, then Florida State might be cruising for a bruising against Virginia. And I'm not saying that's true, but I'm saying no one seems to be asking any questions about Florida State. Because they look good against Alabama, and they've looked good against in these last two games, and Florida State is good again. That's what I'm hearing. It feels like there's a lot of shutting down conversation, and I'm just not willing to accept that the narrative that I just proposed is not true.
Well, I would say it's too early to stop talking about anybody. I don't know that we necessarily – well – I was going to say we don't know anything about any team. And there's a few teams I think we do know about. Oklahoma, for instance. I think we know about Oklahoma, although the John Mateer injury yesterday, significant.
Yes.
And that impacts South Carolina, by the way. So I would say it's too for the majority of teams, it's too early to stop talking about anybody. However, I don't care what you think about Alabama. That's a good win.
I mean, sure.
Think about what we're saying. You just can't discount a win over Alabama. You can't. And then they did exactly what they were supposed to do against a team like East Texas. Alabama did the same thing to whoever they played the next week. And then, you know, Wisconsin is a horrible team. And Alabama treated them like a horrible team. So I think Alabama is an above average team. So I you know, it's not, they're not top five like you're accustomed to. But I think that's a good win. To your point though, I believe the line on this at Virginia game is under a touchdown because Vegas believes what you're saying.
See, that, and that's all of it. Like somebody says, stop hedging. Are you calling the upset Friday night or not? I don't know. That's what I'm telling you. Because I don't know with conviction who Florida State is, because there are alternate reasons beside Florida State is an excellent football team to explain what has happened in their three games.
It's also the first time you're going to see them on the road. A Friday night game is just tricky at best. Virginia has looked has looked really good. Chandler Morris has looked really good. But we don't know about them either. I mean, you know, they really let one get away from them at NC State. But, I mean, Virginia's a formidable opponent now.
Right.
Do you have a lean in this game, though?
Points. My lean is the points. I think Florida State wins. I think Florida State is better. But I don't think Florida State, like I said, Florida State is ranked eighth right now. I need to see more from them to think that they're eighth than scoring 143 points on East Texas A&M and Kent State.
Yeah.
I just need to see more than that. And like I said, you're right about the Alabama game. The Alabama win is a good, regardless of how it happened, the Alabama win is a good win. And I will not couch that in any language. But we talk about this all the time. Two things can be true at once. I can think a win is good and also have a hard time figuring out how to use that win to predict what's going to happen in the future or to characterize your team in the present.
In that Virginia-Florida State game, I mean, by the way, what a great Friday night game.
That's awesome.
The majority of our fan base, not named Seminole Ted or Knowles fan, are going to be pulling for Virginia, I'm guessing here, because of the Tony Elliott connection. I think Florida State's going to win this game and cover. But could you imagine what that does for Tony Elliott and Virginia if they win this one? I mean, is it not setting up perfectly for them that Florida State comes in here riding high and getting a lot of national attention all of a sudden? Elliott and Virginia are so desperate for a signature win. They are so desperate for one. And they could have it when all eyes are on them on Friday night. I mean, it's what an opportunity.
This is – it's different, but when I think about Virginia on a Friday night, we'll go to break on this. I remember the game where – was it last year or 2 years ago – where they're playing like Maryland or somebody and Calandria is just like throwing YOLO balls everywhere. And it was like the wildest ending you've ever seen with like touchdown, 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 crazy. Oh no, it was the random like jump ball touchdown and a 2-point conversion that was like a Hail Mary, whatever. It was like a million crazy plays. It took like an hour because every play had to be reviewed. And I feel like Chandler Morris is playing a cleaner brand of football. I mean, he has over 1,000 yards passing so far in the season. I think this is going to be a fun game. I think it's going to be fun. There's a lot of – I feel like a lot of points are going to be scored this week. And the so I'm thinking I'm going to hit some overs. The totals on these games reflect that there's going to be a lot of points. This total is 59.5, which that seems high for a Friday night. I was going to go over a low 50s total, but I don't know about 59.5. All right, let's take a break. Go ahead.
We just get a random text. You're dreaming. You're going to have to be more specific.
Yeah,
I'm going to need a little more.
I mean, could be talking about anything at this point. Stay with us. Hour one continues right after this. Don't go anywhere.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
The show continues after this quick timeout.
Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace. Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Fiori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition, and go Tigers!
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around a baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on whack. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry. Family friendly and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Apologies to those of you who thought your radio malfunctioned and you went to the lawn care channel.
Kind of forgot that song started that way.
That was awesome. We're just getting the show going. Just revving it.
Yeah.
That's a great song, by the way. This puts me in a baseball mood, which, by the way, Eric Backett's going to join us in the next segment.
So I'm getting excited about that. Yeah, looking forward to that for sure.
Did you know that
was Craig Morgan? International Harvester. He served in the military.
I did not know that.
For like 15 years. He was in the Army.
Really?
Yep.
How about that?
Now you know.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Ingles, low prices, love the savings. Talk to me, Ingles. What we got this week? That's what I ask every Wednesday. What do we got, Ingles? What sales
are you going to bless me with today? So, of course, I'm checking my weekly circular, and these are the types of things that I'm getting. And this is these are all things that warm my heart. Tyson boneless chicken breast tenders, $3.68 a pound. We eat a lot of that in my house right now. Whole boneless pork loin, which I knew I wasn't going to be able to say, $1.98 a pound. Love that. Coffee Mate liquid or cold foam creamer. The cold foam creamer? Game changer, Ben Milstead. Two for $5. You got to love that. Pomegranates. You like pomegranates?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't, but I'm going to tell you anyway. They're two for $4.
I told you yesterday that I bought salmon and ground beef. We had the hamburgers last night. I learned last night that 92% lean is not the same everywhere because some people lie. Really, the best hamburgers that I've cooked in a long time, very little flare-up, very little fat in them. Like, you truly could taste the difference. And it's the first time that I've bought them at Ingles in a while now. So now it will be the only place I buy, and I truly mean that.
Ingles, low prices. Love the savings. Let's go to Billy in Myrtle Beach, who joins us next. Hey, Billy.
Hey, guys. Good show as always.
Thank you.
I just want to give my opinion on the, you know, the 1-3 start for Clemson. If I'm looking, I really thought Clemson would beat Syracuse. I really did. I didn't think it was going to be pretty, but I really did think they would win. And of course, I was wrong. And I'm calling, you know, to tell you just my opinion on where I think they should go. I mean, I've heard a bunch of opinions. I would think if Coach Sweeney wants to, and you know, he's done great things, and I mean, he's one of the all-time best coaches in I've ever watched play, just the way he runs things. He does the CEO approach, and he's a great recruiter, and he genuinely loves his kids or young men. But I think the way Coach Sweeney can do it is maybe not focus so much on retention and take, I would say, half of the revenue and not just dabble in the transfer portal, but build from the high school developmental process, but also – you know, do like Miami's doing it masterful right now. You know, they'll, like Cristobal, he builds on the line like Miami used to, and he'll go, and you know, for whatever, I'll just say $500,000 or so forth for a elite receiver that's maybe played at Memphis and is just a dog and maybe a projected second rounder, and let one of his former five stars, you know, walk and transfer and invest in. You get where I'm going with it.
Sure.
I just think maybe half the revenue with in the portal and retain who you think is going to be a, you know, like Wesco. I'm just using Wesco as an example. Wesco, I think he's an alpha. I think Wesco's dropped some passes that he should have, but he's also made plays, and you see a promising future. On the other hand, T.J. Moore, as of right now, I think he's underachieved. If you saw, you know, I say go into portal heavy. I mean, I never thought I'd be saying that for Clemson football, but it's just the times we're at. Look at the top seven, fellas. I mean, look how they built their teams. I mean, but I think Coach Sweeney, he'll do whatever it takes to get this right, and I'm going to still always be bleed orange, and I'll take your comments off there.
Thanks very much, Billy. Appreciate the phone call. A couple things on that. You know, I think a lot of the perspective here is going to be what happens the next eight games. If they go 3-9 or 4-8, which, by the way, I had people at church, and I'm going to be very transparent when I say this. I had people at church come up to me and go, man, we might only win six games. I said, fine, six. If you lose to Syracuse at home, there's a lot tougher games remaining. There are not. If Syracuse at home is your baseline for a loss, there are not six wins on this schedule. So they're going to have to play a lot better. You think I'm being unfair on that, Ben? Or
no.
Where are you on this?
Well, where I'm at on that, a little different angle. I don't think you can look ahead on this team with this team. I mean, how in the world can you project what this team is going to be? Do even in the next game, much less a month from now. I squarely am in, not to sound like a coach, I'm not thinking past the next game. I truly am not. And if you don't win the next game, then you're not winning the one after that, and you're not winning the one after – chances are, you know. You got to start building in a good way now. And so, I can't think about what this team is going to do a month from now.
Right. They're going to need to play better against North Carolina to win. Like, it's not enough just to get the W. They need to just be playing better, period. End of discussion. I mean, I would also say, I've said this, I think one of the things that you have is you have a group of players that I believe, based on no information and just reading tea leaves, that Dabo Swinney and his program have invested a lot in, who are not returning that investment. The loyalty that Dabo Swinney has shown, we're not going to replace you, we're not going to go to the portal to try to challenge you, we're not, you know, all that stuff, that has not been reciprocated. I think that's pretty clear at this point. And so it becomes easier to justify a heavier portal approach. I still don't think a heavy portal approach wins. Like, that approach has never shown to be more than a one-off. Ohio State doesn't heavily portal. But I will say this, they portal strategically because they have a very good view of what they have and do not have.
See, even with that right now, though, we don't know what spots are going to have to be filled next year. Because whether you're a heavy portal or not, you're going to have a significant number of departures from this team, like most teams are going to have. I think you're going to be forced into it in some cases. So, and you know, I'm guessing they have a number in mind. Let's just, for the sake of argument, they think that they're going to add 10 portal guys next year. But then you have 9 additional guys depart that you're not counting on. Well, if you're going to take 10, then why wouldn't you try to take 17, 18, or 19 if you're going to have the spots for them? Remember, too, you got 105 scholarships now. Like, why wouldn't you, would be my question.
Right. Well, and to further that, we know Clemson has given a higher percentage of their revenue share to football than any other school in America. That has been highly touted. Who are you paying this money to? Who in this program has deserved, through 4 games, now again, they got 8 games, maybe 9. Who in this program deserves to get paid? Again, it's easy to justify when you look around and go, I don't know, man. Are we just throwing good money over bad here? And unfortunately, you have to think of it that way. That doesn't mean you've given up on developing the whole person or serving the hearts and all that. So you don't give up on that stuff. But you do have to make bottom-line financial decisions. If you're not – I mean, I heard Walt yesterday talking about that Clemson needs to go and bring in like 8, or he thinks Clemson's going to bring in like 8. I'm thinking like 25. What about this first 4 games tells you that the guys that are replacing, the guys that are leaving, are worthy of those paychecks? What about these first few games tells you that the young players are going to be ready to contribute next year? I'll tell you this right now. If it's William Quagamush running a program right now and establishing a program right now, which is different than Dabo Swinney, who's done 18 years, this is what I would be saying. And I would be saying this regardless of sport, because you have to have this conversation. If I've got a backup at every position, I am telling that backup that you have to convince me that you can start for me right now, or I have to portal your replacement. Eric Backich, we're gonna talk to Eric Backich in the next segment. I think that's one of the conversations that they have to have on the baseball side, on the softball side, men's soccer, women's soccer. They are having to say, if I don't know for a fact that you can start right now, then I can't assume you're going to be ready to start next year. I have to portal. And that, just be very upfront and honest with players like that.
Final thing I'll say on that is, I think a lot of fans are freaking out right now because they don't think Swinney is going to use the portal next year, and not use it as much as he should. And I would just say, well, number one, I understand why you feel that way. Also, though, there's been so many things that we did not think Coach Swinney would do that he has done for the sake of the program to make it better. firing Brandon Streeter was the, you know, was one. Letting Wes Goodwin go. I mean, I can go on and on. But I understand why you feel that way. I would say just notice that he did take portal guys last year. One of those is a starter. I tend to think two of them should be starters.
Correct.
But that's here nor there. I don't think the portal is something that you could just go from 0 to 100 in one season. I think you have to dip your toe in and move into that easily. And hopefully last year or this current year is the gateway to that. I would bet my house that you've got close to 10 guys next year. Maybe more than that. But, you follow me? So
yes.
Because he never did it before this year doesn't mean he's never going to do it. And again, the fact that you did it last year, you're seeing that pay off. And by the end of the season, Kwok, I think most of us would agree with this. Tristan Smith is going to pay off. Whenever they give him a chance, it's going to pay off. And then you're going to have two guys there that you've seen for yourself, this helps my team.
That's right. On the TJ Moore thing, before we go to top of the hour and get Eric Bakich in here, TJ Moore has caught 44% of his targets this year. It's not all on him, but if we're saying Cade is a problem, Bryant Wesco's caught 75%. And we can count three drops that Wesco's had. So, like, TJ Moore, to me, is not guaranteed a starting spot because what we think he might become. You got to play right now, and that's where Smith is. Eric Bagich in hour two.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Join us live at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Plyler Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there.
Have you heard the phrase, the calm before the storm? Well, that mold in your bathroom or ceiling stains might be a warning sign of roof damage that could cause bigger, costly issues in the future. Give yourself peace of mind, knowing your roof's got you covered with the best protection throughout all of the seasons. Don't ignore it any longer. Fix it with one simple call today. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialist, 260-0080.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Tiger fans, are you all in? Then gear up with the Tiger Sports Shop, your go-to source for everything Clemson. From Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon and the best selection of Clemson apparel, we've got you covered 365 days a year. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn...